Investors in Shanghai scrambled to buy up shares of China State Construction Engineering Group Wednesday. The company raised $7.3 billion during its initial public offering, the largest new offering in the world in 16 months. Its share price ended the day at 6.53 yen, or about $1, up 56% from its initial price. That was in sharp contrast with the overall index in Shanghai, which saw its steepest plunge in 8 months, closing down 5%. Traders say investors were locking in profits following several weeks of strong gains because of concerns that share prices are rising too fast. Last September, China halted IPOs after the Shanghai index tumbled 60% as the global financial crisis set in. This year, the market has rebounded more than 80%, and last month, the government ended the IPO ban. On Monday, toll road operator Sichuan Expressway became the first new listing in Shanghai, and its share price tripled. Charles Lee, an associate professor of economics at the City University of Hong Kong, says the government is using IPOs as part of its effort to control the economy.
If the government saying that we have to guarantee 8% growth rate, or you want to get an 8% growth rate, then basically all you need are to make sure that this is 8%. The banks, the investors, the SOEs, whoever have in mind, will work towards that goal. So, I mean, boosting the economy up is the order of the day.
Market analysts say the return of IPOs has triggered a buying craze. Increasingly, talk is turning toward the possibility of a market bubble in China. Lee says that if a bubble is building, the government is likely to ignore it as long as it helps it reach the goal of keeping China's growth rate above 8%. The government says that level will keep unemployment from rising. Most other stock markets closed lower Wednesday, following modest declines in the U.S. and European markets the day before. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index lost more than 2%, and Taipei's main index shed 0.8%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index, however, gained 0.25%. William Ide, VOA News, Hong Kong.